Hey Vikings fans, welcome back. It's a special edition of the Wobcast. We're coming to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Mike Hirst, as usual. We bring you a special edition of the Wobcast because we're going to get into reviewing and grading the first three picks the Vikings made in the 2012 NFL Draft. Time is short, so let's get right to it.
Let's hear the Vikings pick at four and end that
with
suspense.
With the fourth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Matt Khalil, tackle, USC.
The selection of Khalil, the Vikings get an A+. This is a premier position in the NFL. Left tackle is a very hard position to acquire an elite player. With Khalil, the Vikings have an elite left tackle. It's the guy the Vikings wanted all along, but a bonus part of this pick is Rick Spielman and the Vikings traded back one spot with the Cleveland Browns, acquired three additional picks, a fourth round, a fifth round, and a seventh round choice, and still got the guy they wanted all along, and that's Matt Khalil. He'll be the starter at left tackle. There's an ancillary benefit to this pick as well. Not only are you now solid at left tackle with Khalil, but you're able to move last year's left tackle, Charlie Johnson, to left guard, where I think he's going to play better and be more comfortable, and now you can hold a robust competition for the starting job at right guard between free agent acquisition Jeff Schwartz and then returning players Chris DeGeer and Brandon Fusco. You throw in starting center John Sullivan, who's top 5 to 6 center in the NFL, and then second round pick Phil Loadholt from 2009, who's now in a contract year and is motivated to perform well. I think the Vikings are now solid along the offensive line. Matt Khalil, a great pick for the Vikings.
With the 29th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Harrison Smith, defensive back, Notre Dame.
With Harrison Smith, the Vikings get an A. They traded up from number 35, the third pick in the second round, back into the first round to pick number 29. They made that trade with the Baltimore Ravens. Because the Vikings traded back in the first round to get more picks, they were able to move up into the end of the first round to get Harrison Smith. It's the second best safety in this draft. Harrison Smith is behind Mark Barron. And the difference between Mark Barron and Harrison Smith is smaller than the difference between Harrison Smith and the rest of the safeties. So the Vikings get great value here, and they get a player who plays a position of need. Remember, coming into the 2012 NFL Draft, the Vikings had zero starting safeties on their roster. Harrison Smith is now a starting safety, so the Vikings upgrade at a position. A couple things I like about Harrison Smith. He was a team captain at Notre Dame. He was productive and experienced while playing for the Fighting Irish. He's known as a smart player, a guy who will line his teammates up on defense. He takes good angles in pursuit. He takes good angles in pass coverage. He's not the elite athlete that you see a lot of times at those stages in the draft. He didn't run a blazing 40 time. He doesn't have the best vertical leap, but he's good enough physically to be a starter in the NFL, and his ability to think, to react quickly, and to play against the run, really. He did a great job of that at Notre Dame as well. Those traits move him up the draft board. He was a second-best safety. The Vikings got him. He could even be a special teams contributor because of his tackling ability. He can come up and strike, a big hitter. Really nice pick here for the Vikings.
With the 66th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Josh Robinson, defensive back, Central Florida.
With Robinson, you get a speedster. He was the fastest player at the combine, 4.29 seconds in the 40-yard dash, the fastest player to run at Indianapolis in the pre-draft combine. So you get a player with elite speed. He plays cornerback. Right now, it's not an embarrassment of riches for the Vikings at corner, but you have Chris Cook, Antoine Winfield, free agents Chris Carr and Zach Bowman, and then you got Marcus Sherrills, Asher Allen, Brandon Burton coming back. So you throw Josh Robinson into the mix, you're going to have good competition. On top of that, Josh Robinson has return ability. I think he's going to be our starting punt returner as a rookie. That's just my prediction. We'll see how it all plays out in training camp. But with a guy like Robinson, elite speed, very good in zone. I talked to defensive backs coach Joe Woods right after we made the pick. He thinks that Josh Robinson can develop into a very good man coverage player. And remember, Leslie Frazier said during the combine that the Vikings might play more man coverage than they have in the past this year. I think Josh Robinson will develop into a very good man coverage guy. Now remember, he has that elite speed and quickness and burst. So as a rookie, if he makes a mistake in coverage, that speed and that quickness can help make up for those mistakes. That's what I really like about this pick. We're going to give Josh Robinson a B+. A B+ for that selection for the Vikings. So they come away with an A+, an A, and a B+. The first 2 days of the draft, Very good for the Vikings. Now, entering rounds 4 through 7, the Vikings had a lot of picks, 9 picks overall. I expect they'll probably make a few moves, reduce the number of picks, but increase the quality of those picks. It's going to be fun to watch. Remember to stick with Vikings.com for complete draft coverage. We have press conferences. We have quotes from picks when they come. After we make a selection, we get them on a conference call. So we'll have quotes from our picks. We'll have press conferences. We'll have reaction to all of our picks. And we're going to come with our regularly scheduled Wobcast, and we'll review everything that happened in the 2012 NFL Draft. That's it for now. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.